I am Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Sports. Arena 1-8-1 over visiting Muscadet in Sunday League home talent baseball. The Aces improved to 3-3 with a win. The Mudcats fell to 0-4. Elijah Ault pitched the first five innings for the win after striking out five, walking one, and giving up one hit. Casey Layton had the only hit against Ault with a fifth inning single. Daniel Yonke worked the last four innings and gave up two hits. At the plate, Arena was led by Zach Cady, who was 3-for-4 with a double. Alan Spurley was 2-for-4 with two RBI. Jimmy and Nate Jennings both had two hits. Jimmy had three RBI. The Aces plated three runs in the second and third innings. They scored two in the fourth for the extent of their scoring. Muscadet's Blake Busson worked all nine innings and suffered the pitching loss. Casey Layton was 2-for-4, and Busson was 1-for-4 with a walk. Peyton Chappell walked and scored the Mudcats' only run on a wild pitch in the seventh inning. Following the game, I spoke with Zach Cady, who talked about Arena getting back on track.
Decent day, good bounce back from Wyota last week, so it was good to get the win again. For sure, Blancherville, Verona, those were tough losses, but teams we played in the playoffs last year, but we felt like we should have won last week, and it's good to just get back in the win column today.
Zach says a lot of Arena success is the fact that they've been together for a long time.
Yeah, a lot of us have played together 10 years at least now, so good chemistry we have.
Yeah, and that's what the key is for home talent, is trying to stick together. I know you miss a lot of things that go on Sunday, but that commitment to be here is certainly a key to your success, isn't it?
Yeah, we all obviously enjoy it a lot, and that's why we show up every Sunday.
And what they have to do to improve and maybe make a run into the playoffs.
I think we just continue on. We just got to have good at-bats and don't waste any of them, and we're good enough to beat anyone.
Following the 8-1 win, Arena will prepare for another Sunday home game. Next up will be Schulzburg-Benton. Muscadet will travel to Belleville on Sunday for its next game. Other games in the West, it was Verona 8-2 over Dodgeville. Argyle 1-0 over Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb. Hollandale beat Schulzburg-Benton 13-6. Blanchardville over Belleville 14-4. Wyota 7, Ridgeway 4. In the North section, Mazamani was a winner 12-11 over Lodi earlier in the weekend. Ashton was a victor against Black Earth 7-3. Cross Plains 7, Lodi 4. Middleton 8-4 over Sauk Prairie. Wisconsin Dells bested Reedsburg 7-6. It was a good weekend for Cazenovia. They won on Friday night for their first night league victory, and they won on Saturday 13-6 over Cross Plains for the first weekend win, and it was a win as well yesterday for Mazamani at Cazenovia. That final score was 8-6. The Mazo Mustangs getting the win in Sunday League home talent baseball. At the state softball tournament over the weekend, five champions were crowned. Almon Bancroft was a winner over Belmont, 16-8. Mineral Point won Division 4, 6-0 over Johnson Creek. In Division 5, Lomira got the win against Lodi, 5-0. Fox Valley Lutheran was a winner, 9-1 over Pewaukee. And in Division 1, Hamilton, 8-3 over Muskego. Soccer sectional finals were held over the weekend on Saturday. McFarland beat Belleville New Glarus 4-0 in Division 3. And in Division 2, Holman edged Sauk Prairie 1-0. The state soccer tournament begins on Thursday. That will be in Milwaukee again this year with Division 1 semifinals. Division 2 follows, and Division 3 as well on Friday. The champions will be crowned on Saturday. Also, the state baseball tournament gets underway today with games starting at 9 o'clock. Division 1 quarterfinals, Madison Memorial against Fond du Lac. Muskego plays Marquette. Following in the afternoon session at 2:30, Kaukauna versus River Falls, and Milton battles Nicolet. The tournament resumes on Tuesday morning with Division 4. That's when Potosi-Cassville plays Reedsville, and Columbus Catholic will take on Loyal. Division 3 action on Tuesday afternoon, Marathon against Cedar Grove, Belgium, and St. Croix Falls versus Dodgeville. And the Division 2 action Wednesday morning, Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic plays Waupun and Pewaukee versus Somerset at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. Well, the Brewers combined on a four-hit shutout Sunday afternoon to win the home series against Philadelphia. Jackson Chirio and Blake Perkins homered in the 4-0 win. It was the second time in three games that the Phillies were held scoreless. Following Jacob Mizrowski's Maddux game on Friday, a Maddux is a complete game shutout, taking fewer than 100 pitches. Kyle Harrison got the win on Sunday.
Just lets you go out there and fill the zone up, man. You know, lets you be free and attack the zone. And but yeah, man, Trio swinging the bat, and that was a great start. So anytime you get ahead on a team like that, you know, especially a good team that's rolling, yeah, it's good to punch first.
Here's manager Pat Murphy talking about the weekend.
The season starts to get to be really tough, especially as hard as these guys play and as much as we do on the bases and as much as we expect. We're in every ball game, and it doesn't seem like there's too many blowouts either way. So, yeah, it's great for that reason, too, to have the Perkins guy, you know, ready and be able to do what he did today. I mean, he's had a good history against Sanchez, and he came up big today.
The Brewers are off today. They'll open up against Cleveland coming up on Tuesday. In other baseball, yesterday in the National League, San Francisco got by the Cubs 5-1, Mets 8-1 over Atlanta, Arizona 5, Cincinnati 3, Miami 4-2 over Pittsburgh. In the American League, Detroit at Cleveland postponed. Kansas City 4-0 winners against Houston, the Yankees 8, Toronto 3, Tampa Bay 8-3 over the Angels, and Texas beat Boston 6-4. Interleague play, Washington 10-1 over Seattle. San Diego got the win against Baltimore 5-2. White Sox 6, Dodgers 4. Minnesota 5-4 over St. Louis. Colorado 23-9 against the Athletics. The Carolina Hurricanes won their first Stanley Cup championship in 20 years Sunday night, using a suffocating defense in Game 6 to shut down the Vegas Golden Knights by a score of 3-0. Multiple sources are reporting the Boston Celtics have become the second team to make a specific trade offer for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Until now, the Miami Heat had been the assumed frontrunners. MassLive.com reports high-scoring guard forward Jaylen Brown would be the centerpiece of the deal. Other player names have not been released, but the online report notes that the Celtics could add up to 4 future first-round draft picks. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has offered a scholarship to a 7-footer from Minnesota. Jack Thielen of Maple Grove committed Saturday. Thielen will play his senior year at the same high school where former Badger Brad Davison was a standout. He is the second recruit for the recruiting class of 2027, following Jaylen Brown's commitment a little over a week ago. The Badgers recruiting class is rated 4th in Big Ten by 24/7 Sports and 12th nationally. That is an update on sports for a Monday morning. I am Phil Nee.